This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world reacted with shock, tears, and prayers as it watched images of the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral burning in Paris Monday. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Hundreds of people gathered across from Notre Dame to witness the burning, some in tears. The iconic 850-year-old Paris landmark survived 16th-century rioting by the Huguenots and the French Revolution, but not this fire. For Paris resident Lisa Sussman from Atlanta, it was a personal blow.
It's horrible. I mean, it really is the center of Paris, and I was at my apartment with my friends, and it just hurts everyone's heart. I mean, they really feel that connected to it. I feel it too. It's really tragic. It was tragic to watch this fire fall.
Roughly 12 million people visit the cathedral yearly.
Lisa Bryant reporting for VOA from Paris. The U.S. Justice Department says that it will release Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling, I should say Russian meddling, in the 2016 U.S. election aimed at helping President Trump win the presidency. AP's Sagar Magani.
The Justice Department's scrubbing the report of grand jury and other sensitive information. Democrats are demanding the whole thing, not the sanitized version. And former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says while there's a chance lawmakers will see some of the redactions,
none of that will be able to be shared with the public.
But the parts that will be released could help the public decide whether Attorney General William Barr did the right thing and already saying there's not enough evidence to prove President Trump obstructed justice.
Whether his decision was one that was based on the law or it was one that was politically motivated.
Sagar.